Good evening. I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Board of Education for Washington Local Schools. It is March 21st, 2018, and it is now 6 p.m. Mr. Falk, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Hickey. Mr. Hughes.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Mr. Ilstro.
Present.
Also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I fully appreciate and support the right of citizens to come forward to address this board in the manner of community comment which this board has adopted. We are not required by law to do so, but our desire is to allow the community to speak directly to the board on issues which it concerns, and we utilize this format accordingly. Over the last several months, I've given significant latitude to speakers coming before the board. I believe that sentiments which have been expressed have been sincere and heartfelt. But now it is time to refocus ourselves on the work of this body as we have been elected to perform. Tonight I'm going to ask you to be judicious and restrained in any comments that you may offer this evening, particularly in recognition of the events of the last several days. We need to get our focus away from Patrick Hickey and move this district forward. I want to assure this community that despite the everything that has occurred, the teachers, administrators, and staff have been wholly fixed on providing only the highest quality of education to our students. Nothing has ever changed in that regard. And in keeping with the dictates of the law, this board has been actively engaged with one another at every possible opportunity. The safety and security meeting last week is but one example. In fact, on any given day, each and every one of us is in regular contact with Dr. Hayward or Mr. Falk, the only two people who report directly to this board. What you've observed in this forum is but a very small part of what we as a board do in service to this community. Now, before we get community comment underway, we're going to conduct some necessary legal business first. Mr. Falk will explain a bit later how things will unfold. With that being said, I would like to recommend to the Board of Education for Washington Local Schools that we accept the resignation of Mr. Patrick Hickey as tendered to me yesterday via the letter which is now before you.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales. Is there any discussion? There being none, Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ilstro.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Finally, in addition to the admonitions contained in the guidelines which are on the podium, I would like to make two other comments. Tonight, in addition to calling time for speakers, Mr. Falk will also indicate when you have 1 minute remaining and 30 seconds remaining. Once he calls time, I'm going to ask you to immediately stop, even without completing your thought. We need to keep things moving. And while yielding time to another speaker is a legitimate parliamentary procedure widely used by legislative bodies, I will no longer permit that practice. If you've got something to share, I invite you to do so. Otherwise, everyone must honor our 3-minute limitation. There will be no exceptions. Also, we will be returning to Lincolnshire beginning April 11th, and our meetings from that point forward will be at Lincolnshire. Also, any additional meetings between now and April 1st will also be at Lincolnshire. With that being said, let's look at and continue our time-honored tradition. If you have something to say to the board, please step forward. Give us your name and your address, and again, limit your comment to 3 minutes, please.
Good evening. My name is Kevin Zimmerman.
Have you signed in?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
My address is 525 Regina Parkway. I am a proud resident of Washington Local Schools. I am a graduate of Whitmer High School, 1993. Lots of my friends and family are Washington Local graduates, and I think that this board needs to start doing what it was supposed to do. I understand there's some things that were in place and that wouldn't let that happen. Hopefully we can step away from that and start getting to where it needs to be. There was some comments that were obviously given by members of this board during that whole problem state of time that I think were kind of inappropriate, and we need to focus on our kids. Bottom line, we have a lot of kids that come here that are here for extra credit for a government class, and the way that some of the adults in this room had conducted themselves, we're not the way that we need to teach our kids.
2 minutes remaining.
I'm sorry?
2 minutes remaining.
Thank you, sir. I have a good friend that spoke at this meeting, and she was harassed out to the parking lot. That is not an example our kids need. If we want to teach these kids right, we need to be better than that. The way these kids learn is from us, and it perpetuates down. We can only do better, and we need to do that. I have some very promising thoughts from some of these people that are on this board that can turn it around. You know who you are. And let's start teaching these kids how to act and how to conduct business in the right manner. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? There being none, Mr. Powell.
Move Exhibit 2. I recommend the Board of Education approve the minutes of the regular meetings of February 20th, February 21st, and the special meeting of March 1st, 2018, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, financial reports and investments. First report, cash balance for all funds increased by $13.8 million. General fund revenue was $19.1 million. That does include our property tax settlement of $16.3 million. As the board's been informed, we are up slightly than forecast. We believe it's because of the new tax law changes. Working with the county auditor and treasurer to determine, we believe it's a one-time payment, which would mean the August payment would be lower than what we were expecting. It should even out, but we don't have that information yet. Revenue for all funds was $22.3 million. Expenditures for the month was $6.8 million in the general fund, and $8.5 million for all funds. Cash report, checks are written, summary investment earnings. We've earned $45,285 for the month. Request motion for approval.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion?
It appears, Jeff, that we're within 1% of your projections. Am I correct? Good job.
Currently.
Good job currently.
Thank you.
Any other? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, Exhibit 4. I recommend Board of Education approve the payment of legal fees as presented. Spanker Nathanson, January Services, $2,545. There was not an invoice for Bricker and Ecker for the month.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Nalis?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion approves 4-0. Next item, Exhibit 5, Fiscal Year 2018 Appropriation Modifications. I recommend the Board approve the Fiscal Year 2018 Amended Appropriation Measure at Fund Level as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, Exhibit 6, Real Estate Purchase Agreement. I recommend the Board of Education issue the Real Estate Purchase Agreement by adopting the following resolution. This is our Werner's Corner Civic Association property located at 5068 Douglas Road, Toledo, Ohio.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Ostrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Falk. Dr. Hayward?
Good evening. It's nice to see all the students here getting credit or extra credit in their government courses, so thank you for coming. I would like to begin by talking about our District Safety Advisory Committee. We are establishing a District Safety Advisory Committee to facilitate ongoing dialogue to address the safety and security of Washington local schools. Our number one goal is to provide a safe and secure learning environment for all of our students and staff. This committee will be made up of parents, guardians, administrators, teachers, classified staff, community members, law enforcement, and fire protection personnel. The District Safety Advisory Committee will review our current practices in the areas of training, school facilities, and communication, and provide input to the board and school administration on how best to meet the security needs of our district. We will meet quarterly throughout the school year with potential work assignments between meetings. Our initial organizational meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 12th, from 6:30 to 7:30 in the Lincolnshire Conference Room. We will be reviewing the scope of work and establishing meeting dates through the 2018-19 school year. If you have an interest in participating on this committee, send me an email with your contact information by Friday, March 23rd. Please feel free to include any experiences you have in the areas of safety and security that could benefit the work of this group. Unfortunately, not everyone who expresses an interest will be able to participate on the committee due to size constraints. I will announce the members selected for the committee on Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. Austin Stoner, a senior at Whitmer High School, received an appointment to the United States Air Force Academy as a member of the class of 2022. Austin will be joining a select group of our nation's finest young people as he takes this challenging and rewarding step towards becoming a professional Air Force officer. Congratulations, Austin. We are very, very proud of you. I am thrilled to share that Whitmer senior Emily Stewart received a national gold medal in the 2018 Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. She has been identified by a panel of creative professionals as one of the most talented young artists in this nation. Emily will be recognized at an awards event at Carnegie Hall in New York on June 7th. Also, in the entire state of Ohio, only 8 eighth graders received awards in the 2018 Scholastic Finals. Jefferson Junior High's Aiden Nash was one of them, winning a national silver medal. His work, The Chaotic King, was recognized as one of the finest in the country. Congratulations to both Emily and Aiden. We have more good news from the art department at Whitmer. 13 Whitmer art students are being honored and have their artwork on display as part of the 9th Congressional District Art Exhibit in the lobby at 1 Seagate Center in downtown Toledo. The exhibition is on display through April 4th. We are so proud of our talented students and the hard work and support of their teachers, making Washington local schools one of the most recognized art programs in the region. Congratulations to Karen Herrera, a Jefferson Junior High math teacher, for being named Sun Federal Credit Union's Washington Local Schools Extraordinary Teacher of the Year. Karen was nominated by Jefferson Principal Dr. Lisa Grant, as well as many coworkers and parents. She will be receiving a $500 scholarship and be recognized at the Sun Federal's annual meeting on April 28th. Dr. Grant and I are looking forward to attending that with her. I also want to highlight a few upcoming district events. The Athletic Reverse Raffle is this Saturday, March 24th at 5:30 at St. Clement Hall in Tremainsville. This is the largest fundraiser of the year for our athletic programs. Tickets are still available at the Whitmer Athletic Office. The Whitmer Musical, Ida, will have performances on the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th of April. Tickets will go on sale in mid-April. We are wrapping up our third quarter, and I look forward to recognizing students for their academic achievements at a variety of special events beginning next month. This concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hayward.
First time I've ever heard an applause.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes, sir.
Any comment or board comments, excuse me?
You know, I'm just kind of relieved that it appears we're going to be able to just move forward with everything we had on the plate. I'm extremely excited about two issues that we'll be facing here soon, and I think we need to, you know, really stay on top of them. And obviously, number one is the state appraisal of our properties and buildings, and number two is an operating permanent improvement levy in order to keep this district solvent and moving forward. But I'm very excited when I look at all of our buildings, and we have buildings in the 70, 80, 90 year old range, and soon to have an opportunity to replace them with brand new buildings, only paying 20 cents on the dollar would be a wonderful thing. So right now that's kind of my main mental focus, is trying to get that prepared for the future. So that's all I'm going to say right now. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Mr. Hughes?
I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to moving forward in this district. There's been a lot out there, and it's time to keep our focus on kids and return our focus to kids. I'm excited about that. I will probably comment a little later on, but that's all I want to say at this particular moment. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Last but not least.
Yeah, just really quick, I want to thank everybody that came to the Safety Advisory Committee when we were there. Some outstanding information came in, and we always like to make sure that we're inputting with the community. So thank you, Dr. Hayward, for putting that together, and everybody else that helped with that. We got a lot to do as we move forward. I'm really excited to go back home, back to Lincolnshire, and move forward. As Mr. Hunter had said, there is a lot going on in this district, a lot of positive things, new buildings, we got a, you know, the levy that we have to do, so we got a lot of positive things. We thank you for your support and being here. So, that's it.
Thanks, Lisa.
Sure.
And again, I would simply state that the quality of education in this district has never been finer. Things in the buildings have been going quite well. I've had a chance to visit a couple of them now. And teachers are excited, students are excited, and good things are still happening here in Washington Local. Mr. Davis, anything?
Sure, a couple things. First of all, I think most people are really excited for spring break, which is close. The weather is not kind of giving us any indication that it's close, but it's going to be here. So I think people are excited for a little break. I'd like to echo the hard work, and I'd like to thank the teachers, the administrators, and the students for their hard work and focus on showing up every day, working really hard, and taking care of business. And so we're in the education business, so I appreciate you people being focused on that and really kind of pulling us forward as we go through our days. And after spring break, which will be kind of nice and relaxing, is we get to come back to state testing. And so we're getting geared up for that, so don't need to be, you know, a downer, but the reality is, yep, the state tests are around the corner, and so we're getting prepared and making sure that we have everything in place so that goes smoothly for the students so they can show their best and represent our district well. So thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Back to you, Dr. Hayward.
Exhibit 7, gifts and donations. Mr. Eric Kaiser gave $112.73 as a monetary donation for lunch charges at Greenwood Elementary. Coca-Cola gave a $29.99 monetary reward point donation to Shoreland Elementary. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education accept the donations as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion?
I see Mr. Kaiser over there. Thanks, Mr. Kaiser.
There being no other, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 8, purchases over $25,000. The Maintenance Department requests a new John Deere 1600 Turbo Series 2 commercial wide area mower in the amount of $51,685.10. The Department of Information Systems requests 225 Lenovo N23 Chromebooks with licensing in the amount of $40,162.50. The Curriculum Department requests professional development for guided reading and leveled literacy intervention for grades K-3 in the amount of $95,204. Northwest Evaluation Association web-based measures of academic progress for grades K-9 is in the amount of $68,875. Per policy 6320, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the purchases over $25,000 as presented.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Ms. Canales.
Second.
Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 9, job description. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education hold the first reading on the job description as presented.
Move to waive the first reading.
Motion to waive by Mr. Hunter.
Yep.
I will second that. Discussion? Is this just moving the position to a salary position? Is that correct?
Jeff, would you like to speak to it?
This is the exempt payroll clerk, my office. She's been there about 12 years. The position's been in existence probably for over 30. We've discovered that there is not a job description for that position.
Okay.
So this is just establishing one.
Any other?
No time like the present.
So
moved.
All right, we are having a vote on waiving the first reading. Call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the job description as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter?
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 10, Board of Education Policies. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education hold first reading on the board policies as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion?
The only reason I'm not moving to waive on this particular one is there's just so much meat there that I'd like to have a chance to look at those a little closer, maybe, especially at College Credit Plus. I'm not up to that.
Do we need a vote on that?
Nope. There's no way for the first reading.
All right.
Exhibit 11, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education enter into executive session to number 2, consider the employment of a public employee or official. Number 14, prepare for negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment. Number 18, discuss details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols for the Board of Education.
Again, for clarification, those are numbers 2, 14, and 18.
Yes.
Looking for a motion, please.
Was it 2, 14, 18?
2, 14, and 18, correct.
So moved.
Ms. Canales made the motion.
Second.
Mr. Hughes seconded that. Discussion?
You've got a ton of people here. What's the, how much time are we going to be back there?
30 minutes.
30 minutes? Okay. When we return, Mr. Falk will also share the procedure for filling the board vacancy. So if you're interested in that, you may want to stick around as well. Sir?
I'm just wondering if we could maybe even amend the agenda to get some of that out of the way that so we could, is there a reason we
no,
couldn't?
No,
why don't we amend the agenda so we can get some of this out of the way and these people don't have to wait half
okay.
an hour?
Ms. Falk?
The board was provided an update today. It's kind of lengthy, but basically I'll do a Reader's Digest for a shorter version of it. Basically is that we accepted Mr. Hickey's resignation, so now we do have a vacancy. The board vacancy timelines are condensed by the Ohio Revised Code. Ohio Revised Code requires that, and I'm going to quote from the code, the board shall fill any such vacancy at its next regular or special meeting not earlier than 10 days after vacancy occurs. So what that's saying is any meeting held after March 31st, the board will have to appoint a board member. So that means starting tomorrow, going through March 30th, we could have special board meetings to interview prospective board candidates. After the 30th, the first meeting after that, we will be required by law to appoint a successor or a board member. For any questions? Regarding that. In the past, what would happen is I would publish something in the paper with letters of interest. We would post it on our website and things like that. And then usually people just put letters of interest. And then as I receive them, we then go ahead and contact them to set up the meetings. But the board will need to set special board meetings starting, anytime tomorrow going forward up through the 30th.
And we'll look at our calendars later this evening.
Okay.
In terms of that request, everything must go to Mr. Falk. He is the quote-unquote secretary of the board. So if you have an interest, direct your correspondence to Mr. Falk. And his email address and his fax number will be provided. You can also hand-deliver a request to his office.
And being clear, this was in January, this was a four-year term. So the person that succeeds in this position would be up for re-election in 2 years, is that correct? And then would have to run again, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Also, for clarity's sake, all you have to do is send a letter of intent. It doesn't require a resume or any research. Just, I would like to run for or like to be considered for this position. That's enough. We don't need anything more than that. Then when you come in, we'll do the interviews at that time.
Do we take questions, Mr. Falk?
Or President?
Was there a question out there?
Yes.
Okay.
Now then, is it a vote just of the four board members? It has to be a 3-1 for a board member to get on? Or how does that
go? It will require 3 to vote yes, an affirmative.
Okay.
Doesn't need to be 3-1. It could be 3-0.
Okay.
But you do need a full majority of the board, so you need 3 votes.
Okay. And will we know how they vote?
Yes. It has to be done in public. Interviews generally are done in executive session, but the vote must be required to be in public with a roll call vote.
Who they assign is going to greatly affect if people vote for a letter. Who they put on this board.
Yes. All right.
We have a motion second for a roll.
Yep.
We're moving to executive session. Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Enter executive session at 6:30 p.m.
Let the record reflect that at 7:27 p.m., the Washington Local Board of Education did return from executive session, having in fact considered the employment of a public employee or official. prepared for negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation and other terms and conditions of employment, and discuss details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols of the Board of Education. All four board members that left the meeting did return. Dr. Hayward?
Exhibit 12, personnel. Tonight's personnel recommendations include the retirement of Kenneth Fries and Marianne Hammy and Linda Taylor. Ken joined the district in 2007 as a nutrition service worker. He worked at Hiawatha Elementary and currently at Jefferson Junior High. He retired in February with 11 years of service. Marianne Hammy joined the district in 1974 as a teacher aide at Monac before moving into the payroll office and her current role as payroll clerk. She currently holds the award for the classified employee who has been with Washington Local Schools the longest. Marianne will retire in May with 44 years of service. Linda Taylor joined the district in 1978. She worked as a safety aide at Shoreland Elementary and is currently a bus driver. Linda was next in line for the award of classified employee who's been with Washington Local Schools the longest, second only to Mary Ann. Linda is retiring in May with 40 years of service. We extend our congratulations and thanks to Ken, Marianne, and Linda for their dedication to Washington Local Schools, and we wish them the happiest in their retirement. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion personnel recommendations 1 of 2 as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales. Discussion?
I must say, I'm very happy to see that we are recognizing some of our leaders with 3-year contracts. I think it's the right thing to do. I do believe in our principals, our administrators, so I'm glad that's the direction we're going.
I'll second that.
I'll third it.
Any other? There being none, Mr. Fogg, please call the roll.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion personnel recommendation 2 of 2 as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mr. Hughes makes the second. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0.
Okay. Exhibit 13, Assistant Superintendent's Contract. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the contract for the employment of the Assistant Superintendent, Brian E. Davis, for a term beginning August 1st, 2018 through July 31st, 2021.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Congratulations.
Good to have you aboard, Mr. Davis. Item number 14, I'd like to recommend the Board of Education approve the contract for the employment of the superintendent, Dr. Susan M. Hayward, for a term beginning August 1, 2019 through July 31, 2022.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter. I will second that. Discussion?
I've said all I can about Dr. Hayward in the last couple of board meetings. Just a wonderful breath of fresh air helping this district get back on its feet. I think now that we can move forward even in a more free manner. I'm very excited to have her at the helm. I think her heart is definitely Washington Local. I think she is probably one of the greatest fans of any of the sporting events. I know she attends everything, and I know she's working as hard as she can, and she takes great direction. She's conscientious. She's the right lady for the job.
I, too, will second that. And as I've stated earlier, again, a vote of confidence in her leadership. Any other?
People are concerned how I'm going to vote on this matter. In January, I did not vote on Dr. Hayward's contract. I abstained. I abstained for a variety of reasons. I think there was a lot of people who believe, and I was abstaining for reasons other than my own beliefs. When I came into this role in January, I looked at Dr. Hayward's evaluation tool. Immediately, I didn't like it. I told her I didn't believe it was efficient. It met the goals. It did not have any type of self-evaluation. There was no direction. There was no directive. There was no goal setting. And Dr. Hayward and I have had hours, and when I say hours, I mean hours of conversation since January. Dr. Hayward knows my expectations. Dr. Hayward and I have come to a point, I think, of an understanding. I want this district to go forward. I want our teachers, our principals, our staff to feel comfortable with Dr. Hayward. I want them to not be fearful, and that is my expectation. I want this district to move forward. Obviously, she has a lot of expectations. Obviously, we are in a district that's been divided. We are a district that we need to pass a levy. We're a district that we're looking at curriculum. There's a lot of work to do. So we're moving forward.
Thank you, Ms. Giaz. Ms. Kyle, thank you. All right, there being none, no further comments or questions. Mr. Faub, please call the roll.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Washington Local Schools is by far one of the best places to work, and I've been in education for 25 years, and I've never been around such dedicated staff members. I have never seen staff that love each other, help each other, care deeply about each other, and have a willingness to do whatever it takes to support student learning, to grow as professionals, and to work together for the common good of our district. And I applaud our staff. I applaud our families and our community, because we clearly focus on our students, and we want what is best for our students. And our students have the most wonderful opportunities I've ever seen in education. When I spoke today about the art students, and we look at our other programs and our extracurriculars, our students excel, and we have so much to be thankful for as a school district. I look forward to living in Washington Local Schools forever. I mean, we plan to stay here, retire here, and live here. I really look forward to working hand in hand with our staff and really listening to what we can do better. I do have high expectations because I want what's best for our students. And I'm always going to be challenging all of us to think outside the box and really focus on what can we do better. And I look so forward to working with our administrative team, our TALS team, our OPSI team, our community. And I think as we move forward just with our safety and security initiative, we are going to come together, be united, and do what's best for the safety and security of our staff and our students. And so I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to lead this district. I am honored to be able to do that, and I am truly, truly appreciative. My family feels very blessed to be part of this district. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hayward. Again, it's good to have you continuing with us. Board members, if you'd pull out your calendars, please. We need to set dates for special meetings for interview of interested board candidates.
Tom, are we making the cutoff? Is that going to be March 30th at noon? Is that the cutoff day?
That's my understanding.
It's the last day.
A meeting after that, we must appoint on that day.
Yes. No. March 30th would be the day we'd have it cut off for people to apply, right? And then we'd have until the 11th?
That's not what the law states.
No, I think our cutoff needs to be this Friday, David.
The 23rd?
Yes. Just for interest, not for interviews, but to express an interest.
I don't think that's fair to the people in the community.
Yeah. Well, I think...
That's less than 48 hours.
Yeah. No, that's... If you're interested, you know you want this. You want it. If you have to think about it, we don't want you.
Well, there are people. There are people that may not be in town right now.
We quote you on that.
As funny as that is, there are people that may not even be in town right now or know about this.
I agree. That is not fair.
To give somebody 2 days to make that decision is not fair.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I think humor is great, but that's not funny.
No.
Well, the way the law has been interpreted for us, though, again, by our legal counsel, is that if we have a meeting after March 30th, we must appoint on that day.
On the 30th or on the 11th of the next meeting?
No. According to Mr. Falk, if we have a meeting on the 31st or later, we must appoint on that day.
That's impossible.
The law is written very clearly, is that you have any meeting held 10 days after the resignation, you must appoint. That is what the law states.
Right, but we don't have a meeting until the 11th of April.
But that would be the meeting. Meeting that we hold after the 31st is a meeting.
Right.
And so if we have an interview that day, we would then have to interview everyone that day and make a decision that day because we are meeting that day.
All right, let me ask a question, Jeff. If we cut them off on the 30th, which would be a Friday, could we not interview during the first week of April?
No.
Why not?
Because it's the meeting. As the legal counsel stated, 10 days after the resignation, which was yesterday, March 20th, on March 30th, any meeting after March 30th exceeds the 10 days. So therefore, at that time, the law requires you to appoint a board member. So I would expect to have special board meetings starting on Monday, going through even up through Saturday, as, you know, for board candidates. You could have a deadline, you know, of, say, Saturday or Sunday, but we could still get candidates because we have meetings scheduled. Usually the first one that comes in, those get scheduled the first meeting, usually schedule 3 meetings or 4 meetings to interview candidates, and maybe we won't need all of them.
On what day are we suggesting that we get together and pick the candidate then?
It would be any date after March 30th. Generally what we have done, even though we have a regular meeting on April 11th, we normally held a special board meeting after the 10 days, so say anywhere from March 31st through April 10th, we could have a special board meeting to appoint that person. But also, as the board knows, on April 6th, through the 10th, there's a National School Board Association meeting.
So we, if I'm looking at my calendar correctly, we have to make a decision next week.
You would interview next week, and then
through the 30th. But as soon as we meet after that, we must appoint.
Wow.
And next Friday is Good Friday. I don't know if that affects anybody's calendar. And again, we are at National School Board Association conference from the 6th
through the 10th.
And our next meeting is on the 11th.
Wow. Well,
the section of law, which is in your handout, 33.13.11, the board shall fill any such vacancy at its next regular or special meeting not earlier than 10 days after such vacancy occurs. And vacancy occurred yesterday. Even though we accepted today, the vacancy was yesterday.
Started yesterday.
He started because it was dated.
Started the clock.
If it wasn't dated, you could be argued it was today.
So
is 72 hours enough?
What we can do is just continue to accept letters through say, the 27th, giving people an opportunity who might not be here, and we would just put them on the last day of interviews. Would that be acceptable? Do you think that would satisfy the...
It's better than less than 2 days.
I get you. I mean, I understand that. I
think in fairness to this community, they should have the opportunity to get their letter together and whatever. Yeah, I think that's at least that gives them 6 days. That seems better than 24 hours.
I'm fine with that.
The date would be March 27th. Must be submitted to me.
You know, this is
Say the 28th. Let's give them till next Wednesday.
Okay.
So when do we want to interview?
Well, we can start. I don't
Thursday?
Know. We can start 28th? Tuesday, 26th, 27th.
I would assume we receive candidates starting tomorrow all the way up through next week. In the past, we received anywhere from 8 to 12 candidates.
So we would require at least 3 nights of interviews, perhaps 4.
Yeah, 3 probably would be enough, but you could schedule 4. We can always cancel the other 4 if not needed.
So we can do 27, 28, 29, 30?
Is that so you'll accept the applications up to noon on the 27th?
On the 28th.
When do we said you're going to interview on the 27th that night.
Well, again, those people who have already submitted letters of intent
right.
or will...
But we'll take them up to the 27th at noon and put them at the end of the 29th or whatever.
27th or 28th?
I said the 28th.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 27.
I may have originally, yeah. but I changed that. I'm sorry.
At least a week.
Give them 1 week.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So then we'll have the board meeting scheduled Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Is that
Friday?
Fine?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
and Friday. Tuesday time is the 27th.
Right.
You said 28th.
Well, if there are people who have already expressed an interest, we can schedule them that night.
Okay.
On the 27th, they can keep coming in until the 28th.
I would assume that we would receive 4 to 8 candidates by Monday, the 26th.
So the since I've been on the board, we've appointed 5 or 6 different people. Okay. And we used to have 30 days from the point where the person resigned.
Yep.
I mean, I know that for a fact. We had 30 days. And that's what my confusion is. So now we've got this law that says we have a 10-day window and then a board meeting right after.
Well, the statute says that if you don't do it within 30 days, the probate judge in your county makes the appointment.
Right, and that's always been.
Right. So
I've been here since 99, and this is... It's always been, and I said the confusion will start when Tom and I talk because of the 10 days. The law is very clear.
I think twice I've appointed Tom. Once I've appointed Eric.
Twice, Tom.
That was
yes,
your
I said twice,
David.
Tom, Eric, Steve Zuber. I mean, I can tell you who.
Mr. Hunter was appointed.
Yeah.
Actually.
So.
We've done a lot.
So we're going to start interviews on the 27th.
27, 28, 29, and 30, and we can cancel them. Without notice, but we have to announce them in public.
And they can take them up until the 28th at noon?
Correct.
What time frame are we looking at for the 27th, 28th, 29th, and possibly the 30th?
What are your schedules in the evening?
They have to be in the evening.
The earliest I could do is 5:30 on those days.
I guess that's it then. 5:30, David?
Can we do 6?
That's fine.
5:30, yeah. If that extra half an hour helps.
Okay.
All right.
6 o'clock, we're all agreed?
At Lincolnshire.
At Lincolnshire. We will use someone's conference room.
This will be interviews. Do we want to set a date for the following week to appoint someone?
Can we do that at the last special meeting?
Yes. I will tell you this. When you do your interviews, let's say we have 10 people, you may come down to 3 people you want to call back, which is very possible. We've done that almost every single time. And that would be you would call those 3 people back, talk to them, and then, you know. So I would suggest you do that.
Okay. So we will actually schedule that date on the last day of our first round of interviews. Is that correct? You're good with that? Mr. Hunter?
You've got 27, 28, 29 set up for interviews now.
And 30.
Okay, so on 30, why don't we just make 30 a callback night as opposed to even scheduling anybody on it?
It's fine with me.
How long are we allocating for interviews per person?
As long as it takes, my friend.
Well, no, he wants to know how long you allow. You're going to say each person has half an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant in terms of how late we would go. 1-2 in the morning.
Pack of egg. Yeah, I think it was before. It was because I too, have sat in these, and I had the pleasure of, didn't we give you that position? I believe
that
was there.
Yeah, that was your mistake if you did. But yes,
sorry,
the first time it was you and David. That's
if
right.
We went,
yeah, I think we went like 20
we
minutes,
went
half an hour.
Half an hour for each person, and we did five, we could go. That would be appointments 6 through 8:30. Would be 6 to 9. We would be there.
Okay.
That gives you a possibility of 15 people. I think you're going to have that. That's. I don't think it'll exceed that. Okay. I've never seen it that many.
Now they submit a letter of interest. Would there be any other documents the board would want them to submit? Does a letter of interest?
Anything and they will bring their resumes with them. How are we doing that?
They can bring anything they want.
Yeah, I'm okay with anything they bring.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just express an interest. I want to be considered. So, again, so we're clear, 27, 28, 29 are our interviews. 30th is our
call
second
back.
Round or reconsideration.
There'll be interviews that night, call
if
back.
We need. Okay. And these are beginning at 6 o'clock until we conclude?
No, 6 to 8:30.
Half an hour for each.
Right, so you're going to schedule five each night.
If necessary.
Invariably, some will.
Right, and you could actually end up canceling the Thursday night, if you don't have that many, you may have, 10 people. You'll have them both done in 27, 28. You don't have to use that then.
So depending on how many people apply, we could actually make a decision sooner.
Correct. We're all clear then?
Yep.
I will need a motion, please.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Again, this is a motion for special board meetings on the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th at 6 p.m. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes. Should that motion include the fact that you are having the cutoff date, Thomas? Should that be a part of the minutes right there?
It would be in the
notice.
I put,
okay.
It's going to be on our website. I'll put an advertisement in the newspaper. I'm not sure anybody will fax anything to us, but that's in there as well. That's a possibility, but generally it's email now.
All right. Motion carries 4-0. Look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Let the record show that all recorded meetings are made. It's on file in the Office of the Treasurer. Meeting stays adjourned at 7:50 p.m.